Hello.
Hey, Alex?
Yes?
Hey, Alex, it's John with Local Splash.
What are you doing, John? How's it going?
What are you doing? It's going, man. It's crazy. I got a lot of people relying on me. I'm all over the place, to be honest with you.
Me too. I'm relying on you.
I hear you.
What the heck's going on with these people over there?
What people?
Your Google guaranteed people. We talked in depth about what my service, huh?
With Google guarantee. So the last thing I heard about your account from my representatives was you wanted to stick with Townsquare. So I told them to take the local SEO billing off your account, so they're not charging you for that. And we're just going to focus on your Google guarantee leads moving forward and let Townsquare do that, and we're doing Google guarantee. But what seems to be the issue with Google guarantee?
Well, Bonnie calls me.
Right.
And she tells me that I'm set up for septic repair, inspections, pumping, everything we did not talk about, you know?
Nah.
I just hear me out for a second, and that's all she had. And I says, that's not right. I says, John and I talked about this in length of what my services were.
It's ignorant, you know, and Bonnie's a transplant from South Africa to Southern California working here. Okay?
I kind of figured something.
Yeah, so she got that real formal English. But, you know, it's common sense to look at your company, and your company says, Lee's Light Excavating and Rental, LLC. And that's the whole business name and what's being promoted on Google. And so you're in this category, right? The category for Google Guarantee Leads is septic. That's where they have the excavation keywords and the other services. But I notated your account that you're not taking those leads. We want to focus on the other services within that vertical. Does that make sense?
Well, it does make sense, but I don't – look, that's part of what I do. I do septic repair and install work,
okay? But that's not the main focus. You want the excavation.
But that's not the main focus, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
And that's notated in your account. Like, we worked on this for a couple of days, and I set up your account myself. And so it is set up that way. And then you go into the back end, and these guys are reading it like, oh, he's in this category for septic leads, and we're going to send him septic leads. But that's not all you should be doing, right? The whole point of her interviewing you and these guys customizing your campaign is we want to make sure that every lead you do get is qualified. I don't want them sending something over to you that's unqualified. Then you end up paying for it. Then I got to jump in there. Tell Google, hey, let's give him his money back and his lead fee credit because this isn't accurate. That just looks bad on us. We should be listing you accurately in the first place. So the whole point of these phone calls is for them to identify specifically what kind of leads you will accept, what's qualified, what's not qualified. And I've already notated it, but it's just a kind of like a streamlined process, if you will, where we're kind of handing it down the line and everybody wants what I'm saying to match up front to back as you go through that process. So
okay.
Did they give you any kind of ultimatums on that, or did Bonnie try to give you any ultimatums?
All Bonnie's doing is stalling. In other words, you know, I'll get back to you in a couple of days. A couple of days, man. I'm dying over here.
Yeah.
I really am. Now. I've actually went back to Angie's lead for the opportunity bids. You know, the calls, because I don't pay that.
I don't want you dealing with those guys at all.
But you got
to
understand something. My account, my business account, I'm draining it because I'm not doing anything, John.
Yeah.
I just went out today and got a job. I'm waiting for two septic jobs to come up that I already have, but I'm waiting for the blueprints to be finished. But that might take, you know, people don't run anymore. People trot, you know, it's of great urgency. You know what I'm doing this week? I'm sitting on my ass and we're just maintaining equipment. We're painting it. We're doing that kind of shit.
That's
because I don't have no work.
What's going on with the Town Square stuff? You stuck with
Town Square?
Guys.
I've gotten some calls.
Okay.
And I want to tell you something. People are ridiculous, John.
Yeah.
I mean, my prices. I got two phone calls the other day. One to go about 45 minutes, which is 15 minutes over my route, and
right.
to move 10 yards of topsoil and 10 yards of stone. I told the guy $1,000, which is $500 under what I'm doing for. I usually get a minimum of $1,500. I got to get other prices. Then a guy calls me the next day to move boulders around. Okay. Yeah, I told him $1,000. He hung up on me. Okay? Everybody thinks that you do this work. What about driving to the job? What about coming back from the job? What about I move the boulder? Oh, I want it over here now, or I want it over there. You know, he hung up. An hour's worth of work, you're charging me $1,000 an hour. Slam.
Yeah.
You know, on the phone. So I'm going about my sales a different way now. Go rent the equipment and tell me how much you think it's going to cost you to rent the equipment, and you'll see. And you'll
That's
see
a good
my
way to
value.
Do it, though. Yeah. It's reality check them because
it is.
People have no idea what it costs to get these jobs done. They just know they have a job. Like most people are on an everyday basis. Like me personally, I've had one excavation job in the last like 13 years done on my property. 13 years.
Okay.
So by the time somebody actually is at the point of calling you, they have no idea what it's going to cost. They're just looking at this problem going, okay, I got to figure this out. I got to find a professional, see how much it costs. I got to see, is this guy screwing me? Or is there other guys that, what are the other guys saying the price is? So you do run into that. Your market is not people who deal with this every day. You can't expect them to understand. A lot of it, people have no idea.
Exactly.
And from you. Yeah.
Right. You got to give an education to everybody you talk to now. But there's idiots out there.
Those are going to be your happiest clients, though, is when you make it clear to them, like, hey, I'm not screwing you. This is what it costs. Like, it's good for you to tell them that. Hey, why don't you go rent the equipment? See how much the equipment costs when you go look to rent it. And then am I really screwing you or am I doing you a favor? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It has to be clear. I do with this on an everyday basis. You know, I work with all business owners. So these guys go, oh, okay, I can do it here. I can do it here. I'm like, I promise you, if you get anything cheaper, it's not going to be the same thing. It's going to be less quality. That's how the world works. So these
That's
guys
right. You get what you pay for.
100%. So I have these random guys will call my guys up, tell them, hey, I could do this such and such for this price. And they're hearing the number. And then they think I'm screwing them. And I'm going, okay, try it out. And then don't come running back to me, though, when you figure it out and say, hey, you know, I made a mistake there, you know? So
I
get it. This is something you deal with across the landscape when it comes to business. But you do got to educate these people. You got to educate
your
customers.
Yeah, it's sad, too.
But it's okay because you'll get a rhythm down. You'll understand the patterns on, okay, this guy's got to be educated. He's really analytical. Some of your customers aren't going to be like that. Some guys are going to be like, hey, you're the pro. All right, I trust it. I got the money. Let's just take care of the problem. But
well, that's what happened today. Yeah. I got a job today. Finally.
Money's an issue for a lot of people, you know, especially nowadays. Over the last 4 or 5 years, it's been like that where, you know, you have to break it down to them and let them know, and I'm going to take care of you. I'm not screwing you. If you want to look at it yourself, look at it yourself. Call me when you're ready. That happens all the time with me and my customers too. Guys are like, what the heck, $500 to do all this stuff? And I'm like, look, man, if you want to go try to buy a website yourself, if you want to try to go buy leads from another platform yourself and learn the hard way what that's all about, and then you'll understand, hey, what John's doing for me is worth every single penny. So it's not a get-rich-quick scheme. And It's not. And your business is not a get-rich-quick scheme. It's a long-term plan, right? We got to establish it. You're all over the first page right now. Yeah, you are. We need to start making sure, though, that the leads that start coming through, if they're going to charge your lead fees for them, that they're qualified leads, you know? And so that's really what this call was about, was going, hey, Jazz, you put in here That's my middle name. I go by my middle name a lot. But
they
go,
"Hey,
yeah, yeah." It's a like a nickname that goes around the office. But you know, they're going, "Hey, you're telling me this guy takes septic and does excavation. He's saying something else. Everything stops." We're like, "Hey, you gotta clear that up, or else we can't move forward with it." So I want to be very clear here. It's not just septic stuff that we're bringing to the table. It's excavation that you want too, right?
Well, excavation, drainage, you know, driveway repair and gravel work, you know, French drain work. If people see that, you know, if I can get them on the telephone and start talking to them, then I can tell them. But, you know,
clearing. Okay.
You know, culvert replacement, driveway culvert replacement. You know, that's about the most I want to, you know, help. And here's another thing that's really paramount is, pads built for pole barns. We build pads for pole barns. I don't know how you would, pole barn pad installation. I've been doing a lot of that this year, and last year. But I do work, and it's so bad. I do work for a pole barn company that actually built my pole barn, and they've liked what they've seen with the few pads I've built this year. I'm doing all their work in the county, but there's only one bad problem. It's so slow, I haven't gotten any work from them in our county this year because nobody's building any pole barns this year. That's how bad it is.
Yeah. I mean,
you know something, John, when you're a one man band, how hard is it to keep two guys busy?
Businesses aren't designed to be one man bands, Alex. I've been doing this for 13 years, and that's why a lot of business owners get the Google advertising and they sign up for these things. They get the app in their pocket, and this helps them focus on reeling guys in and getting jobs to keep their guys working. You get what I'm saying?
I don't want that anymore, John. I'll be honest with you. I've been doing this my whole life, and the help out there is ridiculous. I've got some part-time people that help me. I've got one guy on the payroll that works with me. All right, he's a salary guy, and between him and I, we're able to do a multitude of things, and I've got a truck driver who's also an operator who works part-time for me. But
so
I haven't had the...
grow it.
I don't want to grow it.
Okay.
I'm 68 years old, John. Why do I want to grow this? Yeah, I don't want to grow this thing. I just want to be able to work a couple, 3 days a week, you know?
Man, you're going to be an easy guy to make happy. We just got to get it up and running. I mean, you got three leads a day coming through easily from Google Guarantee. You look at the guys that are up there now, Deal Construction, Direct Pro Construction. These guys don't even have as good of reviews as you have, and they're getting 3-4 calls a day. The problem is they're right at the top of the screen, so they're getting first right of refusal on everything. Their Google Guarantee is already done and up and running. Yours
but that's
done
okay,
and up and
John. That's okay. I want them to go to the estimate first.
Yeah, because then you could come in. I hear you. Yeah, because then the customer will go, "Hey, this guy's doing this." And then Alex comes in here. Alex is giving me a better deal. Makes it easier.
Well,
for you.
You try, or you can talk. I ask them, "Am I the first guy here?" "Yes." "That sucks." I says, "You know, let me have a chance. I mean, you know, I'm giving you my best price." Like Saturday, I went on an estimate, a French drain for a guy. I gave him a lousy frickin' price. It was a rough one because it was a spring and it was soaking wet. And I gave the guy a price of $2,550. Well, I got to get other prices. Are you kidding me?
That's cheap. That's super.
Are you kidding me?
Well,
you got to get
clients,
other prices.
One of my clients, I've been working with him for the last 3 days on this job, you know, and then the guy got quoted $9,500, and I get it. He wasn't expecting that big of a bill. He really wasn't. So he was like, "Hey, I got to move some things around. I got to talk to a couple people. before I can just go ahead and throw that at him. So it took a couple of days, you know. He had to do his due diligence. But anyway, they ended up sealing the deal at the end of the day. And, you know, I know that those opportunities are out there, but they're not usually just one call closes. Sometimes you got to talk to those people 2-3 times over, you know, work with them to really structure a deal. It's not going to be shooting fish in a barrel.
Well, like today, I went out on an estimate. The guy had talked to a few people, and everybody gave him a hard way to go. You know, bamboo is a very invasive product that's out there around here. Mm-hmm. And the guy had it all taken down, and now he wants all the pods taken out, okay? Mm-hmm. And he called me in. He goes, I got about 16,000 square feet that you need to take all the pods out, excavate all the pods, and haul them away. I says, where are you hauling them to? I says, that stuff, anybody that gets it getting infected. I says, you have a place for it? No. Okay. So I'm thinking about it. On my property, I got a place that is already very invaded with bamboo. And I didn't think about it till I actually started driving around my property and I saw, I had actually been pushing stumps down there. And, I said, shit, I can dump it all here and make a couple extra bucks. So I called the guy, I gave him a price. He says, Alex, that's fine. So, you know, $300 a load dump. And I says, that's fine. Cause I gotta push it over when I'm done. I gotta jump in a machine and move it around too, you know, but it's a 2-3 day job and it's going to end up to be a nice job for me. And the guy bought, you know, the guy said, okay, I want you to do the job because nobody wanted to help the guy. All right. And I came in, I got lucky. I got the job. All right. But there's people that, like I said, those $2,000 guys, you know what? I went about it the wrong way and I should have said, here, how much you think it's going to cost you to rent a machine have big enough to move those boulders? You know, my machine set $475 a day and then you got to move it to and from. And, you know, you, by the time you're all done with everything and fueling, you're going to be $700-$800. So what's an extra couple hundred dollars in the mix?
Yeah, you might.
So I didn't push it that way. The guy hung up on me and I kicked myself in the ass because, you know, he didn't have any idea what was going on, you know. So
yeah,
he was from the other side of the pond too.
So I've been doing this. Every guy I work with is a business owner, Alex. And I've been doing this for the last 13 years. And a real thing that happens to me and a lot of my clients is I have to teach my clients to how to sell their product to the leads that we're bringing in for them. It's not just bringing in the leads, but they have to have a game plan structured on how you're going to educate these people and actually get the deal. Because if these people don't know your product, Alex, even if
no, they do not.
They don't.
They do not.
They're going on Google. They're going, hey, I know, but my lawyer or my homeowners association or the guy I talk to says that I need this. So they go on Google and they say, okay, let me find an excavating contractor. Let me find somebody who specializes in French drainage systems, right? And then we're going, hey, this guy's looking for somebody that does French drainage systems. Alex saying, hey, that's ideal for him. So let's go ahead and link them up together, right? And I bring you on the call. But that doesn't solve the issue. The person still has to be sold or at least understand and convinced that you're doing them a solid and you're going to come out there and fix the problem that they have at hand.
Well, that's a guarantee. That's a guarantee.
Right. I know you can do that, but it's logistics, right? You still got to go over the logistics. What's it going to cost? Why is it going to cost?
Well,
that?
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah. And so that's what the reality of what this is. It's like we're connecting you with people who are just going online saying, hey, I got this problem. Can you connect me with somebody that's professional that can help me with this problem? But you logistically got to be able to sell your product to them and make it make sense to these people still. It's not that they're just ready to go. Unless sometimes you get guys that have gotten quoted already by a couple of people, and then they are ready to go. You know what I mean? But that's few and far between. I mean, the laydowns are not just going to come through like that. You still got to kind of sell these people and make sure you're taking care of them, you know?
No, and you know what? That's why my reviews play a big part in all this, because
if you read my reviews,
my reviews tell you that I sit with you and answer all questions and try to teach you as to what's going on with the job, because you're absolutely right. The customer needs to be educated. And that's what I do. I try to take the time, like here, I'm going to give you a perfect example. All right. I went and looked at a job a couple of weeks ago. I think this was after you and I talked, and it was a deck on a walkout basement. Okay. The deck was cantilevered off the house, and the slope underneath the deck was all fill. Now these people wanted to put an above ground swimming pool in there. I walked over there, I looked, and I said, I'm not doing this job. I says, I can't guarantee nothing. This is ridiculous. Yeah. You're going to hurt somebody, right? So then I turn around, I start walking out, and something hits me in the head and says, you don't have nothing, man. At least talk to the customer and explain to them. Not knowing how professional these people thought they were and thought they knew everything, okay?
Yeah.
And I turned around and I said, okay, I'm going to look at this job and give you a price. So she starts micromanaging me right off the bat. How come you don't have a paper and pencil and you're not doing?
I got to wait till the deck's off. Yeah.
You know, I got to wait till the deck's off if I get the job. So I give the people the price. They wanted referrals. I gave the owner referrals. He called. He gives me the job. I go there. First day, we rip out shrubs. We do what we're supposed to do. The second day, he was supposed to have a landscaper come in and move this 5-inch diameter tree. The landscaper never showed up. Alex, can you move the tree? You know, I'll move it for you. Sure.
Now
I'll try to. Now I'm a fucking tree guy. All right. I can't guarantee the tree for you because I pulled the tree out and replanted it for him. It was a 22-foot fucking tree, and I pulled it out and I dug the hole first and reset it for him, and the fucker's still living. I mean, I can't believe 95-degree weather, and I did this for this guy, and I says, you've got to keep it watered every day so it doesn't go into shock. So anyway, we lay the job out.
But
we start.
That's going above and beyond. Like, you got to explain that to that guy.
Of course it is. No, they're idiots. You don't understand.
I'm saving you thousands of dollars because you would have to go get another tree company, the whole other contractor you have to hire to plant and move this thing. Now I'm going to go above and beyond and do this for you.
They don't care, John. These people, they had fucking blinders. And then I said, look it. I started digging because we were building a wall on the low end. As soon as I started digging, I told them this was fill, and I says, I don't know what the condition of this fill is until I start digging, it's all shit. And we took a 3-foot concrete stake and a metal stake, and we pushed it down in the ground like nothing. I says, I can't put your wall on this. Well, what do you suggest? I says, we got to drill down to solid ground with an auger, and we got to put rebar in and pour grade beams, tie it all together and pour these holes every so many feet full of concrete and pour a grade beam on top so I can set your wall so your wall doesn't fall down the ravine. How much is that going to cost? I says, I got to go home and revisit this whole job. I went back to them the next day, sat down with them, gave them their prices. They kicked me off the job. He said, will you please come and get your equipment and leave? I says, thank you very much. They gave me a $5,000 deposit. I buy all my materials. I have my wall material dropped there. I went and picked up loads of stone and put them in my bins on my property because I worked out of my property because of my proximity to certain jobs. And these people were elite. You couldn't do nothing on their driveway because you'd scratch it all up. So I had to work out of the dump truck, and the way I had it set up, it was going to be nice. Okay, these people were micromanaging the fuck out of me, texting me all the time. They wanted me to start 4th of July weekend And I said, look, Mark, there's none of my guys are, all of them are out of town for the weekend. I says,
yeah,
I'm not starting nothing. I says, I was planning on starting Tuesday. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll stage equipment on Monday. I was there Sunday and staged the equipment. And then Monday I went to work there, me and one of my guys, and we finished what we needed to do for the day and we left. Okay. I ended up giving him a bill for everything that I had done. And he had given me a $5,000 deposit. And here's something that I lost all my trust. They're supposed to give me a check the date I walk on their property. They postdated the check for a week and didn't tell me. I didn't look at it, at the check. I just threw it in the bank, and the bank says, you can't put this in the bank. It's dated 7 days later. So I lost my shit. I went back to the customer. I said, listen, I lost my confidence already. I says, you don't give me a post-dated check. Well, we had a transfer fund. I'm sorry. That's, you transfer funds. I transfer funds from one account to another.
Yeah,
it's good because it's
in
the account.
It bounces though. That looks bad on you, you know.
Yeah. So, but to make a long story short, I gave them a bill for $6,900. The bill, they had given me $5,000. On the balance due, I put zero for the balance due. And I had to haul them stone in from my property, right?
Why would you do that, though? You shouldn't yourself.
I did that.
Why didn't you put that?
No. I don't want nothing to do with those people. I walked away.
Still.
That's how.
Listen,
John. This is how fair I run my business, okay? They were assholes.
You should know. I mean, look, I'm going to be candid with you. These people in business are Jewish. If you show them a way, I'm not trying to be anti-Semitic, but if you show them a way to screw you, they're going to screw you happily. They're going to take their money and run, and that's what you're doing. I get you got a good heart and you're trying to do right by these people. It keeps your reviews good. It keeps the business moving forward in the long run. But come on.
I didn't want a one-star review. I felt it was going that way. And I just put my tail between my legs. I had to haul them stoned.
You have Town Square. You have guys back here that are backup for when you're...
Well, you know what? You know what they said? You know what Town Square said? I told Town Square the exact same story I told you. You know what they said? We will go to bat with you with Google.
Yeah.
That is absurd. If that happens, you call us and we'll go to bat for you. That's ridiculous.
Exactly. That's how it's
supposed to be. No,
that's what Town Square told me, John.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling you now too. You got backup. You got guys in place where you shouldn't be allowing them to do that to you. You should have wrote up a check and said, "Hey, look, you owe me this. You can't be taking L's out here. You just can't."
You know what? It would have been a pissing match. You didn't know the people. The woman. I told the husband. The husband called me and I says, "You know what? Your wife is a micromanager." He goes, "Wait a minute, she's standing right here." I says, "Oh, she is. Hey, Diana, you're a micromanager." I says, I got nothing to hide with anybody. I says, if you were standing in front of me, Diana, I would tell you the same thing. Now I had to haul my stone from the stone that they bought from me. I hauled from my house to their house to give to them, and I hauled it to them, and they had to pay me delivery charge. And at the end of the delivery, they handed me my money, and I said, "No checks, cash." And I says, and another thing, when I got my money from her, she had sunglasses on. She wouldn't even look at me. Okay, so what does that tell you? All right, that tells you that they're dishonest people as far as I'm concerned. That's right. Thank you very much. I wish you guys all the best. I got in my truck, and I drove away. Because you know something? At the end of the day, you know what? He was a gentleman. He wasn't rude. He did. He was asked to leave. You know, the $1,900 that I lost, let me tell you something. That was a,
I shouldn't have lost
it, but guess
what?
That's
on them. their job.
What's going to happen? They decided to do the job themselves. They didn't. They got a price from another contractor. Other contractors were right there when I gave them my change order. They were right there on the same price. So they can't afford it. They couldn't afford it. They didn't see that the value was there. So they're going to try to attack it. And let me tell you something. Somebody's going to get killed because there's 32 tons of water going into that pool. And if they don't build that right, that pool is going to slide down that ravine with people in it, and people are going to get hurt or killed. And you know, I pray to God for them, even though they were assholes. And you know something? In all the years in business, John, I never had a customer that was so they thought they were way smarter than me. You know, one was a principal, the other one was the head of a real estate company, and they thought they saw a picture, and they could blink their eyes, and that picture would appear on their property. And that's not how it works in construction, you know.
Yeah, it just doesn't.
So how I can manage to build an $8 million job at Princeton University and not be able to do a $12,000 job at these people's house? Fuck them.
You quoted that one guy. Yeah, it's ridiculous. What it is just, again, you know, you're going to run into clients that you got to educate them. You got a whole different level of education between the ears that people have never been exposed to. And that's why they're calling you in the first place. Is because
no,
like,
John,
I accept these, it. I have no idea.
These people didn't listen. They had, when I was talking to them,
it was going
over their heads.
Nah, I hear you. I can't tell you how often that happens to me. And I'm talking to guys that are business owners, degrees, went to college, multi-million-dollar companies, and I'm still talking to them, and stuff completely goes over their head. They completely miss the reality of the situation. I'm like, look, I could talk to you in fairy tale land, in the ideal world, but in reality, it's not an ideal world we live in. So this is how it really works, you know. If you want to come down to earth and focus on how things really work, I can make you a lot of money. But if you're going to live in fairy tale land and be mad that you don't get your happily ever after like a little girl that was promised her fairy tale wedding, we're going to have a different problem. You know what I mean? So
Yeah.
But I notated this. I told Bonnie and them, and I told my guys on the back end, I'm like, why are you telling this guy he's only going to get sewage system stuff? And you are in the sewage system category. So, you know, the French drainage systems, the excavation, installation, inspection, maintenance and repairs, pumping, all of that stuff falls into the same category. So what it really is just a simple miscommunication, I guess, on Bonnie's part. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt instead of just buying her, because good help's hard.
That's fine.
Yeah, good help's hard to come by. But I like that I'm able to sit down with you, and that you've been patient and allowing me to take the time to get back to you and explain this. You know, because some guys freak out and pull the plug, and I go, okay, well, we're never going to get the end goal when you do that, you know?
Well, I gotta do something, you know? Gotta make sure
I got the urgency. I got the urgency, though. It looks like you submitted all the paperwork already, right? For the background check?
I'm all square.
You're
good. I've already got
a
text that says I'm square, you know? So it's on your end. As soon as you can get it up and running, then,
I'm going to go downstairs and sit down with her, and then we're going to go through all this. I'm going to make sure they understand that, you know, it's not just septic. That's what you're getting upset about, and I would be too. I don't want to just one thing. I want excavation. I want the bigger jobs too. Well, why would you just put me in this category where I'm dealing with crap all day? So
well,
I got you.
That's exactly right. Building pad, you know, pole barn building pads, because I'm in a very rural area. I'm in farm country here, and there's people always doing that kind of stuff. And like I said, I'm connected with the building company that did my pole barn, and they want to give me. And here's the thing. I got them a few jobs by building pads for somebody else that we're going to hire somebody else to do the building, and I persuaded them to go with the company that I use, you know. So we're working hand in hand together, and you know, and again, I don't need a bag load of work, and I don't need a lot of high dollar work, okay? I just need steady flow. That's all.
Yeah.
And I need
well,
people to call me for what I can do.
Yeah, but these leads are pre-screened. We want to make sure that they're qualified, right? And they are calling about what you do, and then we want to hand them off to you live. And we don't want them to just be septic and sewage. So I've notated all this, and the call's recorded too, by the way. So I'm going to have my representative, Perry. Did you talk to Perry already?
I have not talked to Perry, no.
No? Just Bonnie, huh?
No. Bonnie and Ivan. Those are the two people I've talked to.
Ivan. Okay, okay. All right. I'm going to have Ivan go over the recording. That's going to be his homework for tonight. And I want him to make sure that we're all on the same page here.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Appreciate it. All right, John.
Alex. Hey,
I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, no problem. I'm going to send you my direct number, too. I sent it to you when I first signed you up. But I'm gonna set.
Well, I've got your extension 544. I've got that.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't got any calls from you. I'm just getting these guys telling me he's pissed.
What are you talking about? I called you the other day.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did. I do. I have a voicemail from you actually in here. It was a minute long voicemail. But if you
call me after, I'm
here 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time. So if it's after hours or if I'm actively on a call with one of my guys, then it's set up to forward to them. And that's why I think you keep talking to them instead of just getting me directly. But we don't want you guys getting left behind. If I'm literally on calls like sun up, sun down. I can't wait to leave work because I'm on this phone all day long, you know?
Yeah, I get it, man. I wouldn't want your job for 10 minutes. You know.
It's not fun. It's not fun. And business owners are less patient than the customers that they deal with. They want everything
now.
Yeah.
Believe it.
I got you, though. I'm going to go downstairs right now, and then the next hour I'm just going to focus on this, and I'll sit down with Bonnie and Ivan, and we'll make sure that they're not just trying to feed you septic leads.
Yeah, you heard it. Okay. You just let them listen to the recording that we just talked about.
That's usually what I do, to be honest. Like when I set up an account or if I sell a new account, I have them take the calls and then listen to the whole call so they can go over everything that's promised and then fulfill. You know?
Very good.
That way nothing gets lost. Yeah.
I appreciate it, John. I appreciate you reaching out too.
No problem, Alex. You got my number, man. I'm gonna resend it to you anyway though, okay? Just in case.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
All right. You take care. I'm gonna actually follow up with you tomorrow, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Hear what they say, and then I'll give you feedback. Make sure we're all on the same page before we launch this thing.
Okay. I appreciate it, John. You take care.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.